Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the Claudio Relsano Show, episode number 37. First, I'd like to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and, of course, my great producer, Adam Zalouf. Have to thank and want to thank my sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Last week was the Pittsburgh Pirates honored the 1979 World Champion Pittsburgh Pirates, 40th year anniversary. And I was very, very fortunate enough to be invited to the event at PNC Park. They had a suite and they had a party during the game and after the recognizing the players, after introducing them to the fans. Matter of fact, Rennie Stennett, former Pirates second baseman, two-time World Series winner for the 71 Pirates and the 79 Pirates, invited me to the suite. And the crazy thing, and I talk about it all the time, my wife is tired of hearing about it, but August 19th, 1973, I was 8 years old, and I've said this before on the show, so bear with me, but just in case there's any new listeners out there. Again, August 19th, 1973, I was 8 years old, went to my very first Pirate game. My uncle worked at Three River Stadium at a place called the Allegheny Club, which was basically a country club inside of Three River Stadium. So it was my first Pirate game that I ever gone to, as I said, and he took me down to the locker rooms, and I got to see these big guys with these bright white uniforms fooling around, joking around, and then just having fun. And then he took me out onto the field, and I was by myself, you know, in this, 58,000-seat stadium. And right then and there, I knew what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. But fast forward to the game itself, and how things can work out in life, the first baseman was Al Oliver. Al Oliver and I were inducted into the same Hall of Fame in 2014, the Pittsburgh Steel City Sports Hall of Fame. The second baseman was Rennie Stennett, who he and I have become very good friends. The pitcher, his name was Jim Rooker, and Jim and I have been friends since then, since 1973. And Jim is my very first guest on the show. And the left fielder was Willie Stargell, who I won a Willie Stargell Lifetime Achievement Award several years ago, 2011, I believe it was. So if you'd have told me back then that, hey, little kid, you know, these things are going to happen to you years down the road, or you're going to be invited to the 1979 World Champion Pirates celebration, I said, you're crazy, you know. But again, how crazy things can happen. But a little bit about the event, you know, I'll be 55 in October, and seeing these guys still brings me back to when I was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17-year-old kid. But when they were doing the introductions, they were showing highlights on the scoreboard. They even had the Pirates did that part of it pretty good, where they had like a replica of the digital scoreboard of back in 1979. You know, they weren't like a TV, big TV screen like you have now. So anyway, I'm looking at it and they're introducing these guys and they're showing a highlight of that player. And I got to tell you, and my wife was with me, I was in tears. I was very emotional. Number one, emotional because those guys it was a very special group. They were big personalities. To this day, they light up a room. But the way they played, the way they looked, you know, always did something to me. And even now, after all these years, it does something to me. So, again, I had tears, you know, coming down my face. That I can promise you. And then my friend, one of my best friends, Vince Kaplak, was at the game with his son, and Vinny sent me a text and saying that he was emotional. So, you know, those guys bring a lot of emotion to the fans. They brought a lot of good memories to fans, and the fans were great with them, gave them obviously good cheers, which they deserved. But, and then when they came in to the room, you know, again, looking at these guys, Dave Parker, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Omar Marino, Jim Rooker, Ed Ott, the whole team pretty much, you know, and it was just great to see them and how everybody would gravitate to these guys. And again, they still have the big personality, and listening to the stories that they shared about certain games and things like that. But one of the sad things, though, that also went through my mind and several other players' minds, because they mentioned it, is that some of the guys aren't, you know, either some of them have passed, several of them have passed. Bill Robinson, Rod Scurry, Jim Bibby, of course, Willie Stargell, a guy named Dave Roberts had passed. Tony Bartiromo, the trainer, had passed. Chuck Tanner had passed. Hardy Peterson, the general manager who put the team together, had passed. It was and Bruce Keeson, who had recently passed. He passed last year. So it was sad that those guys, had passed. John Milner, it was sad that they passed away. And, you know, you see these athletes, you think they're going to live forever, you know, or you look at them being the age they are now, but you still look at them as being, you know, 27, 28, 29, 30 years old. And, but you see them limping around. I mean, there's still a lot of them are still in great shape, you know, but the ones that aren't, it does kind of hit you up, and it puts things in perspective. But, the event itself, yes, I talked to all the guys that I know, and you know, they're asking about my daughter, and they talked to my wife and all that. A lot of the wives were there. I hadn't seen some of the wives in years, so it was good to see them. But I took some pictures with a few people. It's on my Facebook page, on my Twitter. Dale Barra was one of my favorites, and Dave Parker. And I took a picture with Rennie Stennett the night before we got together. But as I said, it was very nice. It was an honor to be there. But like I said, after I got done talking to the guys that I know and catching up, I kind of backed off, and I saw John Candelari. He's a friend as well. We played a lot of golf tournaments together. Me and a lot of these guys do. But I kind of backed off a little bit and just kind of soaked it in. Just kind of soaked it in and just watched these guys in their element again. And it was very special. And it was something that I'll never forget. My friend Rick Mitchell, again, who does introductions, uses a great word to describe such events, and it's the word magical. And again, it was very magical for me, and it made me feel like a 15-year-old kid again. Now, speaking of being 15 and the 1979 Pirates, I did a show years ago at the Crawford Grill at Station Square. And it was funny because when they did the introductions, they introduced, and Grant Jackson was there. He's one of the guests. Franco Harris was one of the guests. And then myself. And when they introduced me, they introduced me as a very important part of the 1979 World Champion Pittsburgh Pirates, that I was a scout for the Pirates. And everybody's looking at me saying, damn, he looks good for his age. If he was a scout back in 1979, and this guy's going on and on with, and I'm cocking my head, and I'm saying, the hell is he talking about? He can't be talking about me. I was 15 years old, you know? So he went on with all these great things that I did as a scout. And when I walked up on stage, I didn't want to, you know, kind of embarrass the guy too much, but I said, if I was a scout for the 1979 Pirates, I didn't get a check for the World Series win, and I sure as hell don't have the 1979 World Series ring. So the Pirates owe me some items. But we did straighten it out. I didn't take credit for being a scout. But on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We will be right back on the Claudio Rossano Show. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, I was talking about the 79 event that I was at last week. Again, it was something that I'll never forget and appreciate Rennie Stedder, who we're going to have on the show. We've had Rooker on the show. We'll have Rennie on. We'll have a few other guys from the 79 team. But one of the things that I was thinking about while Dave Parker was there, and we're also going to have, his name is David Jordan. He's an author of Dave Parker's new book. And it'll come out sometime this winter. So we're going to have David on, and I can't wait to have him on as a guest and talk about the book. And he's on page 110, and they still haven't even gotten to the Dave's pro career. So it's going to be a great book. But looking at Parker, and I even told him this, I said, whenever I do my podcast or any of my TV shows, we always talk about you deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. And he said, you know, he's going through Parkinson's, a very public battle with Parkinson's disease. He has a foundation as well, you know, definitely go on Google and look at it and, you know, donate for sure. But, you know, we say if Jim Rice is in the Hall of Fame, if you look at Jim Rice's number, and he deserves it. He definitely deserves it. Dave Parker definitely, definitely belongs in the Hall of Fame. And I've said this numerous times, if you've never seen Dave play, Google him up and just watch the flair that he played with. Even the way he would chew his gum, even the way he would take a lead from second base and wave his fingers towards the bag, like daring the pitcher to throw to him or try to pick him off. Or he used to do this little shoulder shake in between pitches. And the way he would prep his preparation swing before he would actually get ready to swing, and the wristbands and the white shoes during the All-Star game. And I haven't even talked about the flair that he, whenever he would snatch catch or whenever he'd hit a ball, and just everything that man did, there was flair to it. Right. And you can call it cockiness. I call it confidence and flair. And he was a very intimidating guy in his day, but he was the best player that I ever saw with my eyes. I was not around to see Clemente, of course, or Babe Ruth, of course. But I saw Dave a ton of times, obviously, with the Pirates, and then followed him when he went to Cincinnati, Oakland, Milwaukee, and the Angels, I believe, for a brief time. But, you know, one line he always said was the Lord knew what he was doing when he gave Dave bad knees, because it wouldn't have been fair. I mean, he was just really, he was the perfect or the great example of a five-tool player. And a five-tool player, I'm sure you know, but it's hit for average, hit for power, arm, glove, and speed. And Dave did that in abundance. And again, he was the best player that I ever saw with my own eyes. So you can talk about the controversy in 85 and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there was plenty of guys who have had incidents that happened to them during their careers or after their careers. But Dave Parker definitely belongs in the Hall of Fame. So hopefully the Veterans Committee will vote him in soon. This weekend was the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, of course, Harold Baines, Lee Smith, Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Edgar Martinez, and Mike Mussina. And I'm fine with all of them getting in. The one guy, and I was happy for Harold Baines, and a hard worker and a great hitter, great stats. But if you look at his stats and you say, well, he's in, but Dave Parker, two-time World Series winner, two-time batting champion, MVP, first million-dollar player, he's not in. Or Al Oliver, who we've had on the show, who's another Hall of Fame candidate, in my opinion, he has very similar stats to Harold Baines. And again, World Series winner, batting title, and he's not in. So, you know, I don't understand the voting. I mean, I'm not saying Baines doesn't belong. You know, good for him, for sure. I'm happy for him, and he's very emotional. He talked about his parents, which I love, obviously. But, you know, I think if you put – those are two great examples. If you put Harold Baines in, excuse me, you definitely have to put in Al Oliver. If you put in Jim Rice, you definitely have to put in Dave Parker. So hopefully Major League Baseball Hall of Fame gets it right and gets those guys in sooner than later. We're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations. Okay, the Pirates. I know we have a lot of heavy Pittsburgh listeners, and I appreciate that. They went to the All-Star break hot, and since then, they're 2-8. Seems like when they're scoring runs, they're giving up too many runs. And when they're not scoring many runs, they're giving up – I mean, when they're not giving up a lot of runs, they're not scoring any. So it's just not working well for them. There's just been a lot of things going on for reasons that they haven't been winning. And now everybody is asking, are they going to be buyers or sellers? One thing that when I was growing up, obviously in the 70s, the Pirates were always trying to get that one more piece for their stretch run. be it a Willie Montanez or a Louis Tiant or a Cito Gaston. This is going way back. Or in 79, when they got Tim Foley for Frank Tavares, and they got Dave Roberts, left-handed relief pitcher, and Bill Madlock for, I believe, Al Holland. I forgot who else they traded for him for, from San Francisco. But that was more in the beginning slash middle of the season. But this group here, I'm going to say something that some people might disagree. I don't, they're in last place right now, but that doesn't really matter to me. I don't think that the front-running Cubs and Cardinals are that dominant that they're just going to run away with the race. Okay? I just don't. I've said this numerous times that I know maybe some people are tired of hearing it, but in my day, I sound like an old man, in my day, the teams were, they had some studs on these teams. Okay. Now I think it is, I'm going to say it's mediocre. I'm going to say, as I said numerous times, baseball is mediocre. Now the Pirates right now are 46 and 54. They're 8 games back. As I said, they've lost 3 in a row. The Cubs are in first place. Cardinals are a game behind. Now, yes, they have some teams to jump. But 8 games with half the season left, or a little less than half the season left, okay, 80-some games left, maybe 70 games. Let me figure it out. My math isn't that good. So we got 46 plus 54. I shouldn't know that easy. It's 100 games. Okay, so there's 62 games left as of today. 62 games. That's a lot of games. Okay, that's a lot of games. I would look and see what's out there that'll help improve the team. I think they have a bunch of young hitters that have been productive. Marte's starting to hit. I think they have a pretty solid bench. The pitching hasn't been great, but if you remember, Pirate fans, the pitching is what everybody was confident in. They said that's what's going to carry the team. Now, lately, the Pirate hitters have not been hitting, but that's going to happen, okay? But I would not panic and sell yet. I mean, there's rumor about Vasquez going to the Dodgers. There's there's going to be teams ready to pluck players from the Pirates. Now, if there was 30 games left, okay, I get it. But 62 games left, including tonight, I would definitely go out and do something. At least show the fans, hey, we're not packing it in. We are not packing it in. We're still going after this. Because, again, the Cubs and the Cardinals, in my opinion, the Cubs are 55 and 47. Cardinals are 53 and 47. They're not blowing the doors away from everybody, okay? They're not that – they're barely over 500, okay? I think that if the Pirates do make some moves, the right moves, I think they're still in it. And if they get hot, which obviously has a chance to happen, I would not be sellers. I would definitely be buyers. I don't think that's going to be the case. I hope it is, but I don't see that happening. So we're going to take another commercial break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back and talk about the Manny Pacquiao-Keith one-time Thurman fight of last week. We'll be right back. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has 3 convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to Claudio Relsano's show and we're going to talk about the Manny Pacquiao Keith Thurman fight. I thought Thurman was too big, too young, too strong for Manny Pacquiao, and obviously I was wrong again. I always say this: if Rocky Marciano was around, if I was around during Rocky Marciano's day, and I was predicting fights, Rocky Marciano would not have been 49-0. And in my opinion, the greatest heavyweight of all time, because I'm like so far off on predictions. Hell, I thought Marvis Frazier was going to be Tyson years ago. Okay. So I'm terrible with predictions, but I really did think that Thurman was going to be a little bit too much for Pacquiao, but you got to give Pacquiao credit. He was focused. He was in shape as he always is. He was healthy and he knocked Thurman down in the first round and he attacked Thurman from the opening bell, moved well, great hand speed. Marked Thurman up pretty good. To Thurman's credit, he came back and I'd say won most of the rounds the second half of the fight, I guess. But he did, Pacquiao did win, and they're looking to have a rematch, which I think is a good idea, a quick rematch. And I think that's great because I think the fans are going to want to see it. Then there's another fight coming up, Errol Spence in September. Errol Spence against Porter, who I think is a very tough guy to fight. He is unorthodox, but I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm sure whenever we have Luther and Smoking Jim on, we'll definitely talk about this fight. Like I said, it's a ways off, but as of right now, I'm still going to pick Errol Spence, bigger, stronger, and hopefully Spence will eventually fight Terrence Crawford, who I think is pound for pound the best fighter in the world today. But happy for Pacquiao. You know, a lot of guys, a lot of reporters like to say, well, this guy should retire, that guy should retire. Well, I get what they're saying, but the problem is when these name fighters retire, who's going to replace them? Who's going to draw the interest of the fans? I mean, let's face it, Manny Pacquiao is a draw, okay? I don't think people tuned in to see Keith Thurman, even though he was a champion, good guy, hard worker, gives the fans their money's worth, but people tuned in to see Manny Pacquiao. And now all of a sudden people are starting to mention the Pacquiao Mayweather rematch, which I'd like to see it. I don't know. I'm sure everybody would like to see it. You know, with Mayweather, either you love him or you don't. So he does bring feelings to the event, but which is good. You don't want somebody who people are apathetic about. You want somebody who either they love and root for, or they don't like and root against. And I think he would bring a lot of money in and a lot of attention to the bout or to boxing. And I think that Mayweather would definitely promote it with some things that he would end up saying. Now, is it going to happen? I think money, if Mayweather says, yeah, he'll do it and there'll be a ton of money, then I think Pacquiao would fight him. If not, then I think that obviously he's going to have a rematch with Keith Thurman. But, I kind of would be honest with you, I'd like to see the Mayweather fight before I'd see the Keith Thurman fight. So yeah, either way, it'll give boxing some attention, which is good. Good attention. Unfortunately, there was a boxer who passed away this week, a Russian fighter. And that's when you hear that, it's just awful. It's just so sad. You think of the families that are affected, both fighters' families and both fighters affected by this tragedy. What can be done to help something like this or to prevent it? You know, right now they used to be, as everybody knows, used to be 15 round fights. Then they moved the championship fights down to 12, and non-championship fights, most of them are 10 rounds. I would even knock it down around, maybe make it the 11 rounds. I don't know any of the details in this fight that the young man passed away. But maybe make it 11 rounds and non-championship rounds. I mean, non-championship fights, I don't know, maybe 10, 9 rounds. I don't know. But, you know, you hate like hell to see anybody get hurt. You certainly don't want to see anybody pass away. So, you know, again, just prayers to his family for sure. We're going to take another commercial break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back on the Claudio Relsano Show. The Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has 3 convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, everybody, thanks again for tuning into the Claudio Relsano Show. Our last segment, we're going to talk about, this is coming up my 15th year at Carnegie Mellon University. And I cannot say it enough. Anybody who knows me knows I talk about that place and talk about my team constantly because just absolutely love coaching there. It's an honor and to me a blessing to be there, to be the head coach there. I'm always proud to say that I am. And it starts with the wonderful players that I've had over the years for sure. But as I said, going into my 15th year, we start practice August 31st, I believe. And we have a fall season, of course, and we have a spring season. But we lost one player this year, one starter, Tyler Scanlon, great kid. And we lost, we lose one starter. We have a bunch. We have everybody else coming back. We have hopefully some good freshmen coming in. At CMU, you know, you can't recruit there, obviously, because it's tough to get in, tough to stay in. But so basically, I get what I get and try to make the best of it. And the players, as I said, they really they give me everything they have, and they make it such a joy to coach there. I never look at the watch when I'm there with them, and it's just a lot of fun. So again, I'm looking forward to a great season. Looking forward to meeting the new incoming freshmen and considering the great tradition that my guys have started 15 years ago. So excited about that. My daughter, as I said before, she made the color guard team at the University of Pittsburgh. She's a freshman at Pitt. She had her first workout practice last week. She absolutely loves it. and we're going to be going to the games, my wife and I, and checking my daughter out and have a rooting interest in Pitt. I know that she's definitely crossing her fingers that they make a bowl game so she can go to, you know, wherever it is they go. We're already trying to figure out what bowl game they might be eligible for and things like that. So she's excited for it. So we're excited for her. It's kind of hard to believe she's in college already. It just seems like yesterday she was in sixth grade, but time goes by pretty quick. So anyway, I kind of started with time going fast with the 1979 Pirates, and I'll end it with time going fast with my daughter going to Pitt. So it's a short show this week. Again, appreciate all you guys listening. Appreciate the emails. Make sure you subscribe to the show. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRealSano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes. The sponsors, always have to thank my sponsors. These people have believed in me and believed in the show, and I can't thank them enough. And that's Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. So I want to thank the Roscoe family and Tim Mazur at Dreher for their sponsorship and their belief in the show. And we have a bunch of great guests coming up. Vinny Paz, the 5-time world champion boxer, I got to nail him down to make sure he gets on the show. Vinny's all over the place, but we'll get him. And Rennie Stennett, the Pirates World Series winner, 2-time Pirates World Series winner. So we'll have a few of those guys on, including Rennie. And as I said, there's some authors that I'm looking forward to having on. And of course, Smoking Jim and Luther, who are just, I've said this numerous times, they could talk about a broom falling. In wrestling, they used to say that Ric Flair or Dusty Rhodes could wrestle a broom and it would be a great match. And it's the same thing with those guys, Luther and Smoking Jim. They could talk about a broom and then somehow it would be exciting. So a lot of guys that we're going to have on, and some friends, that Rick Mitchell will be on again, and Nick Kaplak, the head coach of McDonough High School, will be on again to give us their opinions on things. So again, I can't thank all of you enough for listening to the show. Thank my sponsors. Thank Adam. And as always, thank Mom and Dad. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.